Sam Porter, welcome to KPLU.
Thank you.
What inspired you to take on this challenge?
I work at the Burke Museum, and we have an exhibit called Plastics Unwrapped right now. So to see visually how many plastic bags are used in a second in North America is impactful. It made me really want to know, how much of this do I actually have in my life, and what do I need to keep and get rid of?
So you pledged not to use or buy any new plastics for a month.
Yes.
Did you think about getting rid of all of the plastic in your life?
You know, I think that it's a dream, but it's kind of unreasonable because plastic is in everything. It's in clothes, and it's in, you know, even some face washes have little plastic beads in them. And so it's impossible really now to get rid of plastic entirely.
Well, not to mention your phone or your computer, keyboard,
exactly.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So you went about just trying to get rid of acquiring new plastic.
Yeah, especially disposable plastic, mostly in relationship to food.
You found that the most plastic that you might have to buy was actually on your food.
Yeah, plastic packaging in food is huge.
So how did you change that?
Well, I had to think about what it was that I was eating, first of all. And you can't get processed food that's not in plastic. Eating whole foods is A, good for you, and B, you can get without plastic. So you can go to farmers markets year-round in the U District and in Ballard and get things that aren't in plastic. And you can go to Central Co-op and QFC and places and get food that, you know, sometimes have a little bit of plastic, like tape around the limes to indicate that they're organic, but they don't have as much plastic as a frozen pizza.
And you shopped at a co-op a lot because of the large bulk section, and you used glass containers.
Yes. So I used primarily glass mason jars, and I would haul my empty jars to the co-op.
So was this difficult?
It was. It was difficult because I also walk and use public transportation for many reasons, but one of which is the environmental impact. So taking the bus and walking places and walking with a bag full of glass jars is really awkward. Going to the store and filling things up itself is not an inconvenience. It's interesting and it's a new way of shopping, at least new to me. But having to carry it there and then fill it up and then it's even heavier and I have a bag on one arm of like vegetables and fruits and then the other side is all glass, heavy, awkward, inconvenient. So the scale of the inconvenience while also attempting to be sustainable on a whole level is annoying.
Which plastics did you miss the most?
Oh, probably bags of candy.
You revealed at the end of your month that there were plastics that still managed to creep in your life despite your best attempt to avoid them. And you posted a picture of them. I did notice some chocolate sauce, a chocolate sauce bottle.
Yeah, so a lot of the plastic that was in that picture were things that were already in my fridge that I used up during that month. So I didn't buy any new chocolate sauce, but I did go through the chocolate sauce that I had. And you can make chocolate sauce yourself, so you don't have to buy it in plastic.
What surprised you the most about all of this?
I knew that it was going to be difficult, so it's hard to say that that was a surprise, but it's really not easy to do, and there's a whole lot of planning that goes into it. And when I get busy with things, like I work full-time, I volunteer 5 hours a week, I'm taking a statistics class up north, and I'm out of the house from 7 in the morning until 8:30 or 9 at night, it's just nearly impossible to pack all of the food that I would eat during the day in glass and carry it from place to place while taking the bus and walking. So I would love to continue to live without plastic, but it's just not sustainable for me, which is a sad thing to say.
Sam Porter, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
She went a month without new plastics. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.